Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio TV.com. This broadcast is dedicated to a special individual that has gone on yonder. Her name was Marilyn Jazz Scott. I can tell you, as her father and her sister, Paris Scott, and her mother, Brenda Ruffin, can tell you that she was a beautiful soul, talented, gifted, all the above, just something special about her being. She could brighten a room with her smile, and her personality caught on very fast. This particular tune is dedicated to her because she's in heaven now. Let's jack it up a little bit. Rain down on us, Maryland. We need it. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, how she could sing. Just gifted. Rain down. We're praising. As anyone would expect, you'll hear crackles in my voice. You don't bury a gifted child and not feel that way. She has so many people that loved her, aunts, uncles, cousins, the world for that matter. One individual in his wickedness decided to snatch her life up after so much progress, just a waste in the sense of a a human being, but, you know, we don't think like God does, and we can't make those kind of decisions. It's above our pay grade, quite frankly. But I'm happy for what she did accomplish. She was in the Air National Guard, headed to the Air Force as an officer, college graduate, high school superstar in track and field, a GPA, grade point average, high as the sky. I was so proud of her. She ran into college because she used her legs and her speed. And she just did well with what she was given and the time that she was given. So we're going to play some music. We're going to tell a few stories and just kind of get along with it. I will do my best. To hold on. But even if I don't, doesn't matter. Because the life that she lived is cherished. She has a sister, is simply a daughter. And even though we're here and she's there, we still are blessed by the fact that she was around us. And her specialty was her smile, her kindness. She was a genuine human being. KingScottRadioTV.com. Marilyn J. Scott, you are so missed. Come on with it. She wore hats that just took her to a whole nother level. Ha. Somebody know what I'm talking about. I know if Paris could get a couple of forevers, they had such a bond. It was amazing to see. I can remember times when we were out together, and if I saw one of them without each other, where's your sister? Those are cherished moments. You know, we worked in a family business, and Marilyn was so smart. We had a tutoring company, and she could cover every subject, and her sister just had a command about herself and controlled some of the more rougher kids. And I can remember us all going shopping at times, and we would go to Forever 21. And it was kind of frequent, you know, because they like clothes, their father like clothes, their mother liked clothes. And we would go in, and they had a chair for me, and I would sit there while they go and shop. And the money that they received, they would pitch in, because it was a teaching moment. And I would back up the rest, and I'm sure their mother did the same thing. And you know, those are the things you remember. We went on a shopping spree to New York, and they had a great time and got their clothes. I remember we went to Rainbow, and some of you all know what I'm saying. Took them to Rainbow, and Marilyn had saw some boots, and I looked at those boots, and she brought them over to me, and they were fly. They were definitely fly, and she ended up getting them, she had a style. She could wear hats, as I mentioned, and just the way her face was constructed. She was a beautiful, beautiful girl. So, you know, we're gonna keep going with some more music. On this station, we have Forever, and I have to do this more often, because I do have talented kids. Paris, in her own right, is striving to be an entrepreneur in the video field, and she's making strides of what she wants to do with her life, and she's carrying the mantle for her sister. They had it like that, a bond that was just wonderful to see. Sometimes they wouldn't know it, but I would sit back and watch them do things, and just in admiration. You know, kids don't see everything. They don't know everything. They don't know the struggles. They don't know the victories. But nevertheless, we do have them. Every parent does at some point in time. And, you know, that's what you remember. So I'm going to get back to some music. It's one particular song that I want to play, though at this moment I can't think of the name of it. I know it's by Al Jarreau, and I'm trying to think of the title, so we'll get to that as soon as it comes to me, and it'll come to me. I'm a little older now, so things don't come as fast as they used to. KingScottRadioTV.com. I want to give a shout out to Beverly and Lee Troy, and all the brothers and sisters of Marilyn Scott, aunts and uncles, Connie. Come on, we're walking. We're walking for Marilyn. Happy birthday, Marilyn. You still with us. Love together. Happy birthday, Marilyn J. Scott. Love you, Marilyn.
mess up your mind.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see her when we get there. I know she's in heaven. She just had that kind of soul. She believed in Jesus. I remember us going to church on many occasions, or enough for me to remember. And she would listen. And that's what you have to do. You have to listen and interpret the word for yourself. So to say that we appreciated her presence, her frame of mind, the things that she did to occupy her time, she believed in studying. And I can remember when she was in Texas and she was studying for a big test to get into the military. And she said, "Dad, I don't know if I can do this." And I'm like, "Hey, I know. Because I remember your past. I remember what you did in school. I remember what you did in college. And you were the best of the best in this family, far greater than any of us, though I think your sister is running up on you." But as far as what my accomplishments are and what yours were, you surpassed in a mighty, mighty way. And I know it's only because of the calling on your life, and you did well. And we just want to thank you here on your birthday and say that it's appreciated. A lot of times people don't appreciate the things that you do. And if I didn't tell you then, for some strange reason, I'm telling you now, amongst our 1.6 million listeners, you were appreciated. And if I could trade places with you, I would rather you be here and be the best of the best, and I will be where you are. I believe I'm going to make it to heaven too. I believe all of us will if we get our acts together, and we're trying. It's not an overnight story. But we are so proud of what you did. And I mean, what more can a father say that's proud of his daughter? And so, you know, we're gonna play a little bit more music and then we're gonna close out. But let it be known, today is your birthday, and we are lifting you up. And letting people know that you were something. You know, I also remember your political career. I remember one of the public officials calling me when when this tragedy took place, and he said, "Man, she was something." And I can say, I know. And he would tell me, or he told me, some of the things that you've done and how you were trusted to do certain things because you were the only one that had that kind of talent. And that's why I say gifted. I mean, because you could do so many different things. It was just amazing of your accomplishments and what you could do and what we seen you do. So we're going to get back to some music and then we're going to roll out. And, you know, this is a good day to reminisce your memories. KingScottRadioTV.com. This was the song that Marilyn enjoyed. We enjoyed this together while we were driving somewhere. She was driving. This turned her on. I was surprised, but it did. Take five. I'm
Would you take a little bit of time, baby? Take a little bit of time, I'ma we can fool around, we can jump down, boot down, get around, we can get around, who got the wings on, picking up on the wings, then we're gonna go on, jump in if you like to, and if you like to, we can get it,
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Marilyn Scott. She enjoyed that particular song, so we are playing it just for her. I can remember when I met her down at the radio station I was working at the time. It was my first taste of getting into the business of radio, and it was something to have her there, because she really could sing well. I remember taking her to see a friend, Mariner Summers. She's a great gospel singer over at Seven Springs Baptist Church. And she was evaluating her voice at that time. And she said, yes, she has talent. And, you know, when you hear that, you can just feel proud. You know, that's what parents do. I also want to take a moment and remember her grandmothers, Jean Ruffin and Virginia B. Scott. And they loved that girl. They loved them both so much. And they both had their own way of showing them that love. I can remember just times seeing them interact, and it was a pleasure to see that when they were little babies coming into the world. And that's why you say you love your children as best you can, and try to have no regrets. I mean, things that you can change, you would change. Things you can't change, you can't change. Whatever it is that you end up with is what you end up with. You know, now that may sound confusing, but that's just keeping it real. And she has a host of uncles. Her uncles on her other side is Curtis D. Scott. Her grandfathers, Jules Ruffin and Curtis D. Scott. My brother is named after my father, so it's two of them. And then there's a Monty Scott, a Christina Scott. And She had another great aunt in Rita. She's passed on now. And I'm just giving you some family history. You know, every family has history. Seems like we got a call in coming in. And unfortunately, I can't remember everyone. Not that I don't know who you are. It's just the brain fails you after so many years being active. But, you know, for the most part, everyone was good to her. And by the time that she was here on this earth, and now she flies up yonder where we're trying to get to. You know, death, being in ministry myself, is a very complex thing. And, you know, the Bible is clear on my ways and not your ways, being the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And why some of us leave here early and some leave later, you know, like I said, is above our pay grade, but nevertheless, it happens, and you have to make those adjustments, you know, in that transition. So we're going to play a little bit more music, and then we're going to close this out. There's so many things I would like to say. Radio and TV is a public place where people can listen in, and I hope there are other fathers out here, because we play a role too, no matter how it's diminished amongst the world, we still play a role, and whatever was done is done. King Scott, RadioTV.com. Marilyn J. Scott. Happy birthday, baby. Come on, Michael. Yes. We'll be loving you always. So, ladies and gentlemen, before we had that call in, they were just expressing their miss of Marilyn Scott. I can tell you that a lot of people just cared for her. But the mysteries, as Stevie Wonder says, of tomorrow, you know, when you die young, when life is taken from you at a young age, we don't always understand what the intentions are or how tragic it was or whatever the case may be. But to be in this world, to be here on earth amongst us human beings and dealing with the pain that we send each other through, the flesh is weak, the spirit is willing. And that flesh can wrap itself around that spirit, and you couldn't tell the difference between the two. I can tell you because I've experienced this, being in this world for 63 years now. I've seen some horrific things, and I've seen some wonderful things. And I can tell you that Marilyn Scott was special, but all children are special. But she was special to a lot of us who had the gumption to be around her presence and see how she did things effortlessly and was so proficient at them. So today on her birthday, I want the audience to know that when you are around people and you observe their actions and their actions are pure and clean, let them know. You don't have tomorrow. If I could say one more time, and you don't want to say this, but if I could say one more time to Marilyn Scott that, God, you're talented. Where'd you get it from? And you look in her family tree, and maybe she got a little bit from Grandma Jean. Maybe she got a little bit from Grandma Scott. And maybe Jewel mixed up a little in there, and Aunt Beverly and Lee Troy and her host of brothers and sisters, Connie. And you know, you just aunts and cousins and all those folk added something, and whatever it was, it shined through her. So to tell you that we were in awe of her presence is only the short side of the story. If you was to talk to her sister, she would say, "Oh, Marilyn, wait for me." Or vice versa. And they just had it like that. It was a bond. And I enjoy watching it. And now that it's not here like it used to be, you miss it. You miss it with a hunger that leaves you breathless. And for the good times and the bad times and the in-between times, count it all joy. We're not guaranteed these moments. They come and they go. But you know in your heart that you cherish them. So this last selection is dedicated to her, Marilyn Scott. And I want you to know that I got a message on my Facebook page today reminding me that this was my daughter's birthday. And that was sent by her sister. And I responded, and I'm responding because this broadcast was not pre-planned. This wasn't my idea. I was told something and I'm acting on it. It would have been great if it came to my mind independently, but it didn't. And I'm not going to fake the funk. She reminded me and I'm responding. So thank you, Paris Scott, and you continue on your path to victory, because we are sure that you are going to get it. Keep working hard, keep pressing forward, and you'll get there. This last selection is for Marilyn Jazz, and that's spelled J-A-Z Scott. Thank you. Happy birthday, Marilyn. The bonus play to Marilyn J. Scott. Thank you.
leaders of their farm. So we're back again to the farm, and he is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely going to be all right. Then we have the daughter, watching her mother. Because sooner or later, she's going to be a mother.
On behalf of all the family and friends, we can never say goodbye to Marilyn J. Scott. We miss you. KingScottRadioTV.com. You can reach us at 240-362-7552.